Welcome back, everyone, to the Disciple Makers podcast. Today, we're announcing a new format for the podcast, and we'll be talking about what you can expect from us moving forward. So without further ado, let's jump in to episode zero of the new Disciple Makers podcast. All right, everybody, welcome to our inaugural episode of the new DM podcast, episode zero. My name is Caleb Olszewski. I work for Disciple Makers at our headquarters in State College. I do all sorts of media stuff for the ministry, graphic design, audiovisual, things like that. And my co-host is Sarah Evans.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm Sarah. As Caleb said, I work on the Lancaster area team for Disciple Makers. So normally I'm on campus, although right now I'm recording this from my desk in my living room. And I'm just a huge fan of podcasts. So I am so excited to be with you guys on this new journey as we're bringing back the podcast and rethinking it a little bit.
Yes, we both love podcasts. And just about a year ago on April 8th, 2019, our last episode of the DM podcast was posted. The podcast in the past has been really just rehashing teaching content from our conferences over the years and just resharing the audio of those talks. And so we've been excited to do something new, and we're going to be having conversations with our staff about different topics. We particularly think that the podcast medium is just really great for getting into the weeds on specific topics with people. I know we both really enjoy podcasts that have just longer conversations with folks about different topics, and also provide opportunities for the audience to get involved and just sharing their questions and things that they'd like to know as well. And so we hope to kind of offer in some ways a similar experience to maybe some of our workshops and breakouts at our conferences, that many of which have now been canceled, at least for the next few months. And so, yeah, we really wanted to provide that for all of you as you're kind of stuck at home in quarantine, and hopefully to continue this long after the quarantine has ended.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think another reason when we're thinking about why bring it back, why now, is really just dwelling on the ways that scripture calls us to continue to grow in our faith, even during this time of separation. I've been reading in 1 Timothy, and that's a letter where Paul is an older man. He's been a spiritual mentor to Timothy, and they used to be together and do ministry together in person, but now they're separated. And Paul has been writing this letter to Timothy, encouraging him to stick to sound doctrine, to keep pursuing the things that they were doing in person, now on his own. And the reason why he keeps encouraging Timothy is because he's telling them that the world outside is depraved in mind and deprived of truth, that there's just a lot of craziness going on out there. And he doesn't want Timothy to be in that situation where he is just surrounded by depravity of mind and deprivation of truth. Because what he says, what that leads to is a wandering away from the faith and actually just leading into foolishness. And we just had a whole women's conference on wisdom and saying no to foolishness. And so we want to keep pursuing together and really seeing that there's opportunities where we can flee temptation. We can pursue righteousness and godliness together. We can fight the good fight of faith, and we can take hold of eternal life. And I just love those encouragements that Paul gives to Timothy. But that's really hard to do on your own. Like, it's hard to grow in our faith by ourselves. And so we want to do these things together. And so each week, we want to talk about relevant issues from a biblical lens, and we're going to have guest staff that we're going to come in and interview to talk about particular issues, and we're just really excited about that. And we acknowledge that a lot of you listeners probably are Christians already, and you're following Jesus, but some of you may not be, or you might just not be sure what you think about Christianity or Jesus or any of this. And if that's you, we really welcome you. Thanks for taking the risk and even sacrificing time to tune in and listen to us. And we would just invite you, wherever you're at, to just buckle in and engage and interact with us as we go down this journey together.
Absolutely. And we really want this to be as interactive as possible for all of you listening at home. Notoriously, podcasts are on a bunch of different platforms, so it can be sometimes hard to engage, but we really hope that you guys will take the initiative to engage with us. and ask good questions. So we have a variety of ways that we're going to set up to do that. First and foremost, we're going to be creating Instagram and Facebook posts for each podcast episode that we put out. And on that post, we would encourage you guys to comment and ask your questions and things like that there. We've also set up a new email, podcast@dm.org, and that'll go directly to Sarah and I. We'll get to engage with you guys over email as well. We particularly would love to have you guys ask questions for our first guest this next week, who is Clint Watkins. Clint also works on our Lancaster area team on campus. And Clint and his wife, Jillian, over the past few years, have really been going through some hard personal stuff. And that has particularly brought them to a deep study of the topic of lament. And so we recognize that there might be many things that you guys out there are lamenting right now. Everything from kind of losing your last semester on campus as a senior, or not being able to have graduation, or enjoying time with your friends, or maybe even you're losing a loved one to the virus. And we recognize that some of these things are really hard, but thankfully the Bible does say a lot about lament and how we can be processing these things. And so Clint's going to come and share that with us, which we're really excited about. So please share your questions, share kind of what you guys are going through and how we can be addressing that stuff more specifically on the podcast next week.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for listening. If you have ideas, topics for future episodes that you would like to talk about, please let us know. We would love to just really be sharing relevant things to what you guys are going through, where you're at right now.
And we'll be releasing our new episodes every Friday morning. So you can be looking for us next Friday for that episode with Clint. And until then, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in to episode 0 of the Disciple Makers podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and we're excited to have you with us moving forward. Like we said, please interact with us on Facebook and Instagram by dropping a comment on our post there. You can also email us at podcast@dm.org with your questions, comments, and suggestions. Please join us next time where we talk with Clint Watkins about the topic of lament, and let us know if there have been particular things that you have been lamenting in this season, or if you have questions for Clint about lament. We look forward to you joining us then on the next Disciple Makers podcast.